Late last night, the legislature passed a bill that will delay and could repeal the landmark ranked choice voting law that Mainers passed last election day. Supporters of ranked choice voting are angry, and they say they'll launch a people's veto to overturn the legislature's bill. Steve Missler has more.
The bill passed delays implementation of ranked choice voting until voters approve a constitutional amendment to fix the election system. If voters don't approve a constitutional amendment by 2021, the election system is repealed. And despite the four-year window to fix ranked choice voting, the prospect of repeal is very real. That's because voters may never get the chance to consider a constitutional amendment. Two-thirds of the legislature is needed to ratify one. And so far, the votes have been well short of that threshold, much to the chagrin of Democratic Representative Craig Hickman of Winthrop.
And we wonder why people come before our committees and look at us as though they want to throw daggers in our eyes.
Hickman was attempting to persuade lawmakers to defeat the delay and repeal bill late Monday.
It is incumbent upon us, and it's responsible of us, in the truest way, to vote this down and at least give the people the constitutional resolution that they deserve to have the election reform that they have told us they want to have.
The intransigence in this building is astronomical. The opposition to election reform is real. It exists.
Kyle Bailey helped lead the ranked choice ballot initiative last year, and he has spent the last 9 months at the State House trying to protect a new voting system that over 380,000 Mainers supported at the polls. It hasn't gone the way Bailey hoped it would. Some Republicans in the legislature have vowed to repeal the election overhaul. And in May, they received the political cover to help them do just that. A Maine Supreme Judicial Court opinion that says ranked choice voting violated the Maine Constitution in some elections. Since then, Bailey and ranked choice supporters have tried to convince lawmakers to send a constitutional fix to voters. So far, that effort has failed. Bailey's group then tried to convince lawmakers to implement parts of the law that the court didn't review. On Monday, that effort fell apart too. State Senator Bill Diamond is one of several Democrats who joined Republicans to block partial implementation of ranked choice.
For us to put this mother of all nightmares on our local clerks and volunteers and ballot clerks would be unreasonable, unfair, and I would ask you to consider that carefully.
Diamond worried about the consequences and confusion of having two voting systems, one for gubernatorial and legislative elections, another for congressional ones. He was one of two Democrats in the Senate to back the delay and repeal bill. Later, at least 10 Democrats in the House flipped their support for partial implementation and also backed delay and repeal. In a statement, House Speaker Sarah Gideon blamed Maine Republicans for, quote, unrelenting opposition to voter-approved referendum results. But Bailey, with the Maine Committee for Ranked Choice Voting, says his group isn't giving up.
Hopefully, Maine people will see what's happening here and hold them accountable in the next election and also rise up if we move forward with a people's veto, if that's what comes out of tonight, that we're able to move forward and restore ranked choice voting.
It's unclear if there will be electoral consequences for the lawmakers who work to repeal ranked choice voting. But Bailey believes a people's veto initiative is necessary to protect what voters approved last year. And that could mean ranked choice voting will be in effect at the same time Mainers are voting in gubernatorial and congressional primaries in June. That's because a people's veto campaign, if successful, puts a temporary hold on the delay and repeal law just passed by the legislature. But first, ranked choice supporters will have 90 days to collect over 61,000 signatures. The clock begins when and if Governor LePage signs the bill that passed Monday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.